I'm here with Dylan Moore. He is the seventh round pick of the Texas Rangers this year. And Dylan, what was your experience like when you got drafted, when you found out for the first time that you were going to Texas? What was the process and the emotions that went through your mind?
Oh, man, I mean, I think it was something I wanted to do forever. So, I mean, to finally get that opportunity to play for Texas, and they called me, and I was so ecstatic. My heart was beating out of my chest, really.
And then, you know, here you are, you're at the All-Star game. You had a season that's, you know, caught people's attention and got you here. But you're playing in front of your home stadium, home crowd. What is it like to be here representing the Spokane Indians?
Oh, it's great. You know, there's no place I'd rather play in front of. You know, this crowd's great. It's been great the whole year. And, you know, it's even more special for me to play in front of my home crowd and, you know, represent Spokane.
And, you know, so growing up, was there a coach that you look at and go, man, that guy is the one who really pushed me and helped me become the player that I am today?
Well, yeah, my dad. He was my coach until, I guess, high school. I think that he really instilled in me the values and characteristics that I needed to become a good baseball player, as well as a human being. So I think that he did both of that. When I got to college, it was the same thing. You know, that they in college Division I baseball, they not only prepare you for you know, the season, but they prepare you for life as well.
And so, now, say, Dad, was there someone off the field who really helped you as a person, just growing up, to become motivated and do what you have to do?
Yeah, I mean, my sister actually. Yeah, she was very smart, and she knew what she was doing, and she always helped me out with life outside baseball, just because she was good at it. So yeah, I really looked up to her, and then she really helped me out along the way. I was usually motivated for sports only, and she made sure that I had both sides of the track covered.
And then, you know, growing up, was there a player that you looked at and maybe emulated your game after, or just enjoyed watching?
You know, when I was smaller, I didn't grow a lot until later, like 18, 19, or 20. So I used to love watching Dustin Pedroia play, David Eckstein play. I'm from California, Southern California, so I love watching David Eckstein play. Him and Dustin Pedroia were the two guys that I really tried to emulate, you know, playing the game hard all the time. And just because they were shorter, I felt like that I could be, there was room for me too.
Yeah. And so, you know, also just kind of looking at, you know, there's going to be a lot of kids around the stadium, kids who just enjoy watching ball players. What advice do you have for them as they try and make it to college or to you know, the pro leagues?
Oh, I mean, just keep working hard. I think that coming to these games and watching games for me always really helped. You know, instill passion within me. You know, I wanted to be like these guys, and I still go to professional ball games. Just you know, this is the goal that I want to get to. This is how they act. This is how. So if you watch the guys and someone you really like and you want to emulate them, I mean, it's always a good thing. I mean, we're obviously here because we did something right. So you know, I mean, why not try to work like they work and do what they do?
Awesome. Well, thank you very much.